On August 31st, Six Nations Health Services will be holding a very special community event. Overdose Awareness Day is going to be taking place at Veterans Park in Oswegan at 5 to 8 p.m. on August 31st. And at this event, community members will be able to remember those lost to addiction, those still struggling with addiction, as well as reflect on ways to prevent overdoses in the community. So here to talk to me about the event is Eve Kahama. She is the Integrated Drug Strategy Coordinator for Six Nations Health Services. And also here is Cameron Salt. He's been in charge of other Overdose Awareness Days in the past. So I just want to thank you both for joining me to talk about the event.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's a huge opportunity. So thank you, Nyala.
And I was just wondering if we could start with you guys maybe telling me about the event and why it's being put together. Obviously, it's a very heavy topic and something that I think everybody can relate to in some type of way. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to give me a little more detail of why you guys are putting it on and just the purpose behind it.
Yeah, sure. So I'll actually start with Cam because this is my first year taking it over. So I'll start with him as he was the outreach worker back at Mental Health and Addictions, and he was the one who had started the overdose awareness events previously, and then how we've done it in past years and then what we're doing this year as well.
Yeah, so it's this whole event, Overdose Awareness Day, is just a great opportunity, like you said, and like Eve shared, to really bring awareness to overdose and overdoses that are still, you know, happening in our community. But again, really to spotlight, again, resources that are available for it. But, you know, when we talk about certain substances that are circulating in the community, like fentanyl, probably going back about, I'm going to say about 5 years now, you know, when we really first start to see, you know, a string of overdoses in the community due to fentanyl, our community was in a real panic, so to say, in a real worry state and scared. So, you know, when I first started at Mental Health and Addictions as the outreach worker, it was kind of really one of my first big tasks, you know, to get this information out and to really start to open the eyes of our community members that, hey, you know, our family, our friends, our community, people are overdosing on these drugs, and we need to put that in the forefront, especially with supporting our community members, supporting our family members and our friends. And by saying that, you know, it's providing resources, it's providing who to talk to, who to call, but also, you know, providing things like naloxone kits. And, you know, I'm sure Eve can speak to that in a little bit, but, you know, just being able to hand those out, and they are free. And, you know, another huge part of these events and why we do it is to really eliminate the stigma that is associated with people who choose to use, right? And you know, when we talk about fentanyl, when we talk about some of these stronger opioids, you know, that people are overdosing on, it's very, very, very difficult to you know, to quit those substances cold turkey and to just stop. And with that being said, you know, again, that's when the resources and you know, the services that we can provide, that's really where we become advocates for our mental health and addiction team, for our land-based healing program, for our, you know, our crisis hub and the work they do. So again, you know, the whole overall goal of this Overdose Awareness Day, and even in the past, you know, when I was running the event, it was really to bring awareness to the overdoses, to bring to the forefront the fact that, you know, our community members, our family and our friends are still overdosing, and you know, we need to provide support to them, and we need to eliminate that stigma associated with, you know, people who choose to use, because again, you know, these substances can really have a grip on people. So, you know, people like myself and Eve and our entire mental health and addictions team, they all go hands on board to be involved with this and provide as much services and resources to the community as we can.
And you talked a little bit there about the opioid crisis and just how big of an issue it is. Can you talk to me a little bit, like, how big of an issue is it here on Six Nations? And have you seen that maybe locally it's something that Six Nations community members are maybe even more susceptible to start using because of issues they're facing in the community here in particular?
Yeah, so I think it's twofold. So we have started what we would call an overdose surveillance group, and that we meet with police and paramedics and several of our health services staff to understand what type of overdoses that we're seeing. And we're not seeing anything that's above average. I think it would be equivalent to Brantford rates just because of our extremely close proximity to Brantford and the substances that we're seeing there. And, you know, as you can tell, all across the country, overdoses have increased, and that's quite similar here, especially due to the pandemic. We have seen, you know, 2 years of isolation, not being able to see your family members, services being either closed or moved online, which decreases access to folks, and as well as substances being quite contaminated can lead to an increase of overdoses. I have only been in this position for 2 years, so I can only really speak to the overdoses that have been happening, I would say, since 2021 and not really beforehand. So we would say that they are definitely on par with Brantford. And yeah.
Can you just talk to me about the event and just some of the things that are going to be taking place at it?
So the event is on the 31st, so that's next Wednesday, and it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. What we're going to be having is we're going to be having a few vendors, such as Ganakushra, Native Horizons is going to be there, our own mental health and addictions team, and our crisis hub. We're going to be doing a few resource booths as well. We're going to be handing out some swag bags. And then we're also going to be having a ribbon, kind of like a ribbon, I would say a ribbon activity where we tie ribbons around trees in memories of our loved ones. And as well, we're going to be having a couple speakers, three speakers speaking on their experiences with overdoses, either being impacted due to family members or they themselves being impacted by overdoses. And we will end off with our singer, Lacey Hill, and then a candlelight vigil just to remember those that we have lost and those who are still struggling due to overdoses. And that doesn't mean just with opioids, right? We're talking about any kind of substance, alcohol, stimulants such as cocaine or crystal meth, any of those different types of substances. So anybody is welcome to join us on that day. And it is a rain or shine event, so people will have to dress accordingly.
And Cam did talk about the past events. And I'm just wondering if you found that people are willing to talk when they come out to these events?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I remember one of the overdose awareness events that I hosted, I did at the ILA parking lot. And that was it was an event where they could come and get free bison burgers. They could come and get free naloxone kits, a lot similar to how this year is going to run. We had other resources and community booths there set up, like Ganakusha, like, you know, social services, and, you know, any department or organization the community can assist with, you know, anything addiction related. But again, a huge part of one of those events that I hosted is there was just a little kind of a pull off to the side tent where we did have counselors on site, where community members could stop and chat, whether it was about accessing services, about talking about a loved one, or if they just needed to, you know, talk and get some things off their chest. So, yeah, you know, through my years of running this event, you know, I've seen the positive effect that these events can have on our community members, to whereas, you know, now they know or now they're aware of services that can assist. When we're talking about, you know, overdoses, you know, again, not specific to opioids, but again, you know, providing those connections in the community where they can get services. So, yeah, the people that do come out, you know, they're coming there, you know, with the mindset of, you know, these people that are running this event, Overdose Awareness Day, those are the ones that connect with if you need help. So, we do see community members that come and do access services and that do, you know, reach out and talk to us there. So, again, that's another side of it, why it's such a well-attended and a well-organized event because, you know, it's such an important issue in our community. So we really want to we really want to do it big, right, and be able to provide services even on site there too as well.
Can you give a little bit more information about those resources in the community that are available to anybody struggling with addiction?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have, so we actually have our crisis hub that's running, that has extended its hours up until 11 p.m. So it's usually open from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Mondays to Fridays. And the phone number for that is 226-446-9902. As well, we have our mental health and addictions, which is open from Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Mental health and addictions is 519-445-2143.
And we also have our 24-hour crisis line. So that toll-free is 1-866-445-2204. And that one is 24 hours a day.
You guys did mention the naloxone kits that are going to be given away at this event too. Can you talk to me a bit about how important it is for everyone to have access to those and to know how to administer the medication to prevent tragedies from happening in the community?
Yeah, so I really, you know, one of the biggest things, like Cam has talked about, was stigma, right? And the stigma that has to do with substance use. But if we really think about it, it is, we should really be treating substance use like a disease, and like any disease, just how people are trained in CPR, I feel like everybody should be trained in giving and receiving naloxone. It is extremely easy to be able to be trained in naloxone. All it is 20 minutes, and naloxone can be inserted through the nasal cavities, through your nose, and they're good for about 2 to 3 years, depending on the naloxone kit. And, you know, by having everybody learn not just how to do CPR, but also by learning how to save a life, we're really just removing the stigma from substance use. And instead of treating it like something that's, you know, bad and shameful and not to be talked about, we should be treating it, treating people the same as everybody else and understanding that this is a disease and we can do our part in it to prevent an overdose from becoming fatal.
And just to build on that a bit too, you know, and we have community members and you know, that sometimes will come to these events and say, yeah, you know what, I don't need a naloxone kit. You know, I don't use opioids, or I don't know anybody that uses those, so I don't need that. And, you know, that's so far from the truth right now with what we're seeing in our community, because, you know, if, you know, as the addiction outreach worker in past years, you know, knowing trending drugs and what's being used in the community, you know, and specifically to name one here is, you know, cocaine. Cocaine is used at a high rate in the community. And we are seeing, you know, cocaine being laced with fentanyl or opioids. So people who don't use opioids whatsoever, but they may recreationally use cocaine, you know, they could come across a bad batch. They could come across cross-contamination, you know, where there could be fentanyl or opioids in the drugs they're using. So then again, you know, you'll need that naloxone kit, or even if ambulance comes, they'll need to use that naloxone kit. So I agree with you. You know, the more that we can have people educated on using them and what they're for, and having them in their hand physically, is huge, because like she said, you know, naloxone can save a life.
And those kits are available throughout the community, right?
Yeah, so we have them right now in two locations. So again, the Crisis Hub, which is located on 1546 Chiefswood Road. And again, that's open from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m., Mondays to Fridays. And you can just come and pick one up, and somebody will take, you know, just the 5 minutes to train somebody. And they can pick up as many as they want. They can pick up one, they can pick up 100. And they're also available, same thing, at Mental Health and Addictions, which is 1769 Chiefswood Road.
And those are free of charge?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just lastly, before I get you guys out of here, you guys have definitely touched on a lot of things, but can you go back to just the importance of educating people and the dangers of overdoses and how people can help with this issue?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many different ways that we can put it, right? One, as Cam had mentioned, we're definitely in a toxic drug crisis. So we're seeing a lot of folks who are using something like cocaine or crystal meth, and it's being laced with fentanyl. We also, don't really understand that it's not just people who are using drugs that can overdose. Our family and friends who maybe are taking medication, they might be mixing up medication with their alcohol use or might mistake in their dosage. A lot of the times, and I would say 80% of the time, overdoses happen quite accidentally and people don't really mean to overdose. So it's really important to have that training on hand, to have that naloxone kit wherever you are, because it's small, it can be kept in your car, can be kept in your purse, in your backpack, at home. It's incredibly important to be trained in naloxone and be able to, you know, save somebody from fatally overdosing or overdosing, and it's so simple. And as well, by having that education and having that training and understanding and knowing what to look out for, we can actually start talking about overdoses, because like you said, I think everybody here, you know, myself included, has been affected by overdoses. And it's time that we really break that silence and we really start talking about it and making it known in the open, and then figuring out a way where we can support not just folks who are using, but also the family members of folks who are using.
Yeah, for sure. Again, to just add to that, what you said is, yeah, you know, with our community and Six Nations as a whole, you know, it's not just our community that's affected by this opioid or drug crisis, right? Surrounding communities like Brantford, Hamilton, Simcoe, everybody is severely stricken by it. So knowledge is power, right? And education is so key when we're talking about, you know, addictions, when we're talking about mental health, when we're talking about overdoses. Education, it's huge. And again, knowledge is power. The more we know about something, the more equipped we'll be to handle those situations when they come. So, you know, part of my role, my past role as the addictions outreach worker was education. So I totally agree with you. You know, the more education that we can spread out there, and the more that people can learn about this, and the more awareness we can bring about it, you know, the better we're going to be off in responding to these things like overdoses.
That is definitely a great way to put it. And even Cameron, I want to thank you guys again for joining me to talk about Overdose Awareness Day. Once again, that's happening August 31st here in Six Nations at Veterans Park. And it's definitely not the easiest issue to deal with, but it's a very big issue nonetheless. So thank you for the work that's being put in into this event, and hopefully it's a very successful one for everyone involved.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
That was Eve Kahama and Cameron Salt from Six Nations Health Services.